Wellness Warriors, how are you doing? This is Dr. Katrina Nieskern, physical therapist and coach, and I am coming to you live on this beautiful day here to inspire, uplift, and motivate you, sharing some information, insight on our four pillars of wellness, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm here to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, to uplift you, and to grow right alongside you. I hope you get the most from this podcast. And if you do, please share, like, comment, leave a review, and give it to someone else. Hopefully that maybe we can make a difference in their lives as well. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello. Today we are here with Abby Thayer, right? Mm-hmm. I said it right. Yep. Okay. She is a personal trainer at Lifetime Fitness in New Hope, Minnesota. And she's actually the head of all the personal trainers, right?
I am, yep.
So we are going to hear today about her view on wellness and a little bit of her wellness journey. So tell me what wellness means to you.
So when I think of wellness, obviously I'm a personal trainer, so mm-hmm. I am really focused on like the body, how wellness affects, like, you know, when we exercise, how we eat, how we sleep. Mm-hmm. All of those things are kind of my focus, and what I specialize in and what I talk about a lot is making sure that your body's functioning the way that you want. So when I think of wellness, I think of, you know, how you wake up in the morning. Do you wake up and are you like, wow, I feel great today, I'm excited to take on the day? Or are you like, ugh, gotta go to do the same thing, gotta go to work, do things that I don't want to do? You know, I think that's a good way to look at it, is how are you waking up in the morning? Are you excited or are you feeling really drained? And just trying to figure out how to fix that or how to address it.
Mm-hmm. What got you, like, tell me a little bit about you, like, what got you in of your pathway? What got you into the wellness industry and your interest in it? And
sure. So I have been a soccer player like my entire life. Mm-hmm. My parents got me into soccer when I was like 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So that was my jam. I was a runner. Mm-hmm. I played soccer, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
When I got to high school, I actually didn't make the varsity soccer team, and I was really upset about it. Mm-hmm. But my mom was like, nope, you're still going to do something. You have to get into something. So I did cross country. So I was a runner for a little bit.
I would have never guessed.
I know.
She's like an Olympic lifter now, guys. So that's like, I would not have guessed, like, runner.
Most people were like, what? You were a runner?
Long distance?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Longer than 400 meters?
Right.
So I ran for a while. And then I still continued to play club soccer. And I had some huge, like, amazing coaches along the way, and we ended up, I don't know if you're familiar with how the levels of soccer work, but you basically have, like, your C team, you have your B team, you have your A team, and then you have a Premier League. So usually when you start, you're in, like, the C category, or we call it C3. Mm-hmm. So our team, we started at the very bottom level.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of my soccer, like, club soccer career, which was around 20 or 21 years old,
mm-hmm.
we made all the way up to the Premier League. So it was a huge accomplishment. We had the same coach through the entire time, which was awesome. So I ended up playing college then I played soccer in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into college as a chemistry major.
Mm. Where'd you go?
St. Kate's.
Oh, yeah, me too.
We're Katie. So, and I took my first chemistry class. So I was like, this is a terrible idea.
Right.
Should have never been a chemistry major. So I ended up switching that very quickly. exercise and sports science is where I landed.
Nice.
A lot of the people that I played soccer with were exercise and sports science majors. And I was like, oh, I really like exercising.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get into that. So I did, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was way more, it was still like the science world of the chemistry, but it wasn't as
technical.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. as, like, mathematical mm-hmm. as chemistry is.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really enjoyed it. I learned a lot about biomechanics and physics and how the body works and how it moves, and
mm-hmm.
That was really, really intriguing to me. So I then got an internship with Acceleration, which was, it's like a small sports training facility. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I worked with teams. I worked with like small groups of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is what I want to do when I grow up. I'm like, this is the best. I want to work. But unfortunately, it doesn't pay very well. No. So I'm like, well, I need to find a full-time job. I had graduated from college at this point. So I applied at Lifetime. And I knew that I still liked working with groups. That was, like, my jam. That's what I love to do. But I was like, oh, I'll try this personal training thing out for a while, see how it goes. That's when I got into lifting, because all of my coworkers are like, all you do is run?
That's yeah.
Like, you don't lift weights, really? I was like, well, not a lot.
So, a whole new world.
Exactly. So then my life was changed at that point. It was actually...
For the better.
Yeah, absolutely. There was one point I couldn't deadlift my body weight. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I feel like I should be able to pick up
right
what I weigh, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was like, well, I can't do that. That's weird. So then I really started training and focusing on that. And I never turned back. I loved it. I love the way lifting made me feel. It was a completely different thing than just running or just playing soccer. I had always been a little bit higher body fat percentage, and I thought running more was the way to change that. Once I actually started decreasing that in lifting weights more, mm-hmm. I actually saw a drop in body fat, and I was like, wow, mm-hmm. this is actually working. So that was
in inches, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then I just felt better. I just felt really good. I was, you know, sore from lifting, but other than that, I felt pretty good about myself. So I continued to challenge myself in different things. I was into powerlifting for a little bit. Then I was into, like, a more bodybuilding type workout. Then I got into weightlifting, because I was like, what do you mean? I don't know what a snatch is. I don't know what a clean and jerk is. Mm-hmm. So I started learning those, and then got into CrossFit and Alpha, and here we are.
That's amazing. And yeah. See, that's what's so funny is people don't realize, as for me growing up in the 80s, like, especially as we get older and especially as women, lifting weights secretes BNF, which is mm-hmm. the hormone that promotes human growth hormone factor, which we stop producing in our mid-20s. Right. And it also helps activate your brain. Mm-hmm. So it helps you to be smarter, and it increases focus and concentration. So that's
absolutely
a huge, when you notice like that change and how you feel, it's not just like physically, but it's mentally.
Absolutely.
You feel so much more clear-headed and just stronger. And I think especially as women, that's super important for us to be totally empowered and feel strong and be able to lift your body weight, be able to pull yourself up over a bar, to feel like you can fend for yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's just a huge confidence booster as well.
Totally. Once you accomplish something, you feel pretty darn good afterwards.
Yes, definitely. So we kind of touched a little bit on your story, and I want to branch a little bit into the pillars of mindset. So how would you describe your vision or insight of mind into what you feel is important in wellness?
So,
and how do you do it for yourself?
Yeah. So when I think of mindset. So when mm-hmm. everything that we do, you can look at it in a couple different ways, right? You can look at it like, oh, this is going to really suck. Mm-hmm. Or you can try to be positive about it and just get through it. And I think that comes with anything hard that we have to deal with, whether it's work related or you're exercising in the gym or you're dealing with something in your personal life. And I tell this to a lot of my trainers too. It's like, you know, having a mind, even if it might not be the most fun thing, or it's something that you don't really want to do, you're going to get something out of it. And the way that you look at it, it's like, this isn't the most exciting thing that I want to be doing right now. What can I learn from this experience, or what can I, go into this looking to achieve? So for example, if there's an exercise in the gym that you can't do, right? You're probably not going to do that exercise, but you're probably going to work on things that the more boring things, like mm-hmm. drills and stuff that people don't like to do, mm-hmm. and to get better at that thing, because it's going to pay off in the end, right? Because then eventually you're going to be able to do that specific exercise that you maybe weren't able to do before. Mm-hmm. So same thing with anything that you're dealing with in your personal life, or like, you know, having a tough conversation with somebody, probably going to benefit you after the fact. It might not feel like it right at that moment, mm-hmm. but it's probably for the better. So just having that mindset and being able to think about how, what am I going to get out of this, mm-hmm. rather than like, oh, this is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole, like, it's the whole phrase, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Totally.
How learning something in one area of life carries over to the other.
Yep.
And I totally am a huge firm believer of you can do anything with enough time,
mm-hmm.
Practice and mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a huge game changer in my life. And then then you increase that confidence loop. So like, mm-hmm. oh, if I could do this and I didn't think I could, what else could I do?
Totally. Yep, absolutely.
So then we talked a little bit about body. So with body, how does that translate? What do you do as far as to take care of your hormones, nutrition, sleep? I know you're into some essential oils and stuff.
Yeah.
And like to do natural things as well. So mm-hmm. maybe touch a little bit on how you take care of your body.
Yeah. So I work out five or six days a week. So recovery is just as important though as working out. So I really, every single night I get at least 8 hours of sleep. That's
you.
Like the, I, it doesn't matter. I always do math to figure out, okay, this is when I'm waking up. This is when I need to go to bed. So I always make that a priority because I know that I feel like crap if I don't get at least 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been huge in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I focus a lot on, yes, I love essential oils. So there are a few essential oils that I use every single day.
Okay.
One of them is lavender. I diffuse it at night. Just helps you sleep, and you know, keeps you asleep as well.
Yeah.
So that's one that I always use. There's another oil, Deep Relief, that I use. It's a roll-on, mm-hmm. that anytime I'm sore, mm-hmm. And I have to go do something, like if I had a killer upper body workout, but I still have to go do, you know, an upper body movement the next day, Deep Relief will help to just relieve some of that pain while I have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, a couple other ones that I always use. I actually, before I work out, I have an oil called Clarity. It's a mixture of a couple different oils, but it essentially just helps to open up my mind and be open and kind of clear. It's like a strong minty almost scent. So it's very, it's
like peppermint.
Yeah.
Helps you focus and make you alert. Yep.
So it helps keep me alert, and it just kind of gives you a little bit of an energy boost.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that before I work out usually, and I just like rub it in my hands. Let's see. I'd say another huge piece about recovery is nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you have a balanced diet is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big believer in, I track my food. I don't have my clients all do that.
Yeah.
But I do. I'm definitely a tracker. It helps me stay on track. Making sure I'm getting enough protein, and I can definitely, now that I am tracking, I can tell when I haven't had what I needed.
You feel weaker.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time focusing.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Makes me more alert.
I'll look at my macros and I'll be like, oh, yep, that's why I feel like crap today, because I haven't eaten all the food that I wanted. So that's been a huge thing. And then just having, making good food choices. There's a difference between hitting your macros with really great
donuts.
Food or really bad food, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Eating. That whole, if it fits your macros, I'm not a big proponent of that. Like,
yeah.
If it's causing inflammation in your body.
Absolutely.
Like, isn't that the defeat the whole purpose?
Exactly. Like, I mean, everybody should be able to indulge and enjoy themselves.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Not every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, our little
not.
Dietitian more than post donuts, like, every single day. I'm like, you are not.
You can't feel good when
no.
you do that. I don't know. That's just me, though.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe he feels great when he has donuts. So.
Right.
But yes. So, yeah, I try to eat foods that I know I'm not sensitive to, or I just have them like once a week if I am.
Yeah.
So
sounds good.
Yeah.
And then do you do any like pre-workout or post-workout? Like, what do you do?
I don't do any pre-workout.
Okay.
I drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it though. No pre-workout. I do use that Clarity essential oil.
Okay.
But that's just like I said, rub in my hands, and then I just like put it on my face.
Any vitamins or supplements?
Yeah, so I take, I do protein powder, because I try to get at least 150 grams of protein per day,
mm-hmm.
Which I do for the most part, but if I end up being a little bit short, I will use a protein supplement. So I try to eat real foods first, and then just supplement where needed.
I don't take a multivitamin right now. Mm. I know I'm worst trainer ever, but
not necessarily. You may not need it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good. I've been doing this 800 gram challenge, so I've been trying to get 800 grams of fruits and vegetables every day, which is challenging.
On your stomach.
Yeah.
Digestive enzymes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so that has been challenging, but a good challenge.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then first, what do you do for spirit to feed your spirit? I know you have really good support system at home, but what else do you do to feed that energy and be sure that on those days maybe where you don't wake up super excited and happy, like what sort of things do you do to feed your spirit?
So I have two amazing communities that I love to be a part of.
Yeah.
Our alpha community here is amazing. So even though I'm not the one exercising most of the time, I feed off of everybody's energy. So
do you want to tell some of our listeners maybe what alpha is?
Because yeah. Yeah, good question. So alpha is a program that is by Lifetime. It is small group training. It's very similar to CrossFit, where we have similar movements. You'll see deadlifts, lots of strength training, metabolic conditioning, a good mixture of some type of functional fitness. But our programming is a little bit different. So we focus a lot on heart rate training and just a periodized program. But it's a, I would say in a nutshell, it's a functional training program that whatever your goal is, whether it's to lose weight, put on weight, build muscle, whatever it is you're looking to do, it's a good way to do that.
Or just have fun.
Or just
have fun. I tell people it's a safer version of CrossFit because I feel like you guys are really good at scaling and progressively advancing people.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I think it depends on the CrossFit gym that you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, absolutely.
So Alpha Community, and then what was your other
community? Yeah, so first one's Alpha Community. Everybody's so great.
Yeah.
And then my second is we have a community out of a CrossFit gym in Edina that is super great. They're all on the same, pretty close to the same programming that I am on. We all have the same coach. And so it's really great to get together with everybody once a week and just get a good workout in and, you know, just see people that are at your fitness level and be able to push each other.
Awesome. And the last one is soul. Like, what do you do to get in touch? Do you, like, do you have a power grid in yourself, or what do you do to really get connected, like, with your true identity?
That one I'm still working on.
As we all are. Yeah. It's a lifelong journey, dear.
Totally. You know, I grew up in a, I went to Catholic school, like, my entire life, so that was a big part of my life.
Where'd you go?
I went to Our Lady of Peace in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And then I went to De La Salle High School, and then I went to St. Kate's.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, Catholic, I'm very familiar.
That's Catholic upbringing, too.
Yep, I'm very familiar with that. Yeah. That's kind of my go-to.
Guilt-stricken.
Yeah, right? So I can't say that I'm, like, the most perfect religious person. I don't go to church every Sunday.
It's not about religion, no.
Yeah.
It's not about religion. It's about just connecting with a power greater than yourself.
Yeah. So
the energy.
So yeah, still working on that one.
Yeah.
But you know, work in progress. My boyfriend's pretty I'd say he's more in touch with that than I am, so I'm learning a lot from him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, and that's like one thing that I found. So I was raised Catholic too, and I now go to non-denominational church because that's what I relate to, but I was certified in Kundalini yoga, and God presents itself, and I relate easiest to that because I grew up with that, but for me, I find that just being still and quiet and, like, meditating and breathing, and I get most connected being in nature.
Yeah.
Hiking, being outside, breathing, being in the quiet, and, like, that's what I mean about the energy. Outside energy, outside of media or stimulation or other people, but energy with just, like, the earth connecting with your energy. And I consider that, like, the soul and the spirit, and it doesn't have to be religion. Like, I know non-religious people that walk the walk a lot greater than super religious people. So
totally.
That's my view.
Yeah, if I do go to, like, a yoga class, or I do end up spending time outside, like, I love, like, it's something that's missing from my life for sure. I definitely don't get enough of it, because I feel really, when you leave, you're like, wow, I feel like a different type of energy, like a different type of energized.
Yeah it's energized, but, like,
calming. Yeah, exactly. Like, you feel grounded.
Exactly.
So
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I like to ask now, one podcast you'd recommend, one book you'd recommend.
So one podcast I would recommend, I love Ben Bergeron, Chasing Excellence, is fantastic.
He's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, and he has a lot, and since I'm in the personal training world, he's very in the coaching and developing coaches and developing a business, which I really, really enjoy.
Yep.
So he's been super influential. Mm-hmm. One book that I would recommend, Extreme Ownership. So good. Mm-hmm. Again,
that was
always
the ex-Navy SEAL, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the last name right now.
I can't either. It's at the tip of my brain.
Same.
We need some of that BDNF. Let's go lift some
weights. I know, right?
Yeah. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So like, right back.
I know. But extreme ownership is basically how to take ownership in any and every situation, even if you might not think it's your fault or it's not your something that falls on your shoulders, how to own it and get over it and get better at whatever you're doing. So I've been huge in leadership development, so that's been a great book.
Cool. And then I'm throwing this one in here, what's one goal, what's one wellness goal that you have for yourself?
You know, before we recorded this podcast, I might give you a different answer, but now I'm like, you know what? I feel like I need to spend more time outside, like go to yoga classes more, or just, you know, get in touch with that side a little bit more. But you know, I'm always striving to be better in something that I'm not good at. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I notice that I'm not good at something, I'm like, I need to be better in that area, whether it's exercise related, leadership related, or maybe it's just, you know, personally related. Mm-hmm. So,
communication is my biggest, like,
yeah,
been growing a lot in that. And then last thing, what's one, if you had one wellness tip to give to people, what is like one thing that you would say?
I got one thing. It's
I can never
clear.
Narrow it down.
Really?
I like to do everything and help everyone. I have a hard time keeping it simple.
Well,
which is why I like interviewing other people, because they may be better at it.
Well, it always comes down to one thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody tries to take on the world in one day.
Yep.
And it's not possible. So if I had to give you one tip, it would be to take one little baby step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Practice one new habit or one new, exactly. One little step in the right direction, and then address your next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to take on the whole world in one day.
I just listened to that in podcast this morning too. It was like, master one thing first, and then go on to the next go. Because if you try to master 12 things at once, it's not going to benefit you.
Nope.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah,
where can people find you on Instagram? Because I think you even, do you sell the essential oils too? And
I do.
Okay, so Instagram stuff, and I'll put everything in the show notes too so people can find you.
Yeah, on Instagram, AKElfie, AlphiE is my tag. So you can find me and follow me.
She has an awesome little puppy, too, so you can see cute doggy pics.
She's pretty darn cute.
Doxy, right?
Yep.
And then she's at the New Hope Lifetime Fitness as well, and I'll put all those links below. So thank you, Abby.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And again, if you got anything from it, please leave a review, good, bad, ugly, positive, whatever it may be. I want to grow and become a better person for you, to better help you and grow along this journey of wellness. And again, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wellness Warriors, unite, and we do it anyway. Love you.